This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, I've been speaking with Danny Esmaili today, a Christian Iranian refugee living in Ryde, and in the studio with him is Scott Taylor, who's one of the ministers from St Anne's Church in Ryde. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Katrina.
Now, how did you become aware that there were asylum seekers living in the area, and how did you connect with them?
Well, I think to start with, they first wandered into our church for our early morning service. We were a little bit ignorant as to who they were and what they needed. It later on turned out that there was an Anglican church at Liverpool, South Liverpool Anglican Church, was having them living in their area after they'd moved on from a motel local to us. And they were coming to this motel one block from our church where the refugees were being housed by the government, and they were giving them food and clothing and things like that. We became aware of that and thought, well, we need to do something, because it was only one block from us, this rather rundown motel where about 120 refugees, all male, are put. The women are housed separately, and they're there for 4 to 6 weeks while they find rental accommodation at commercial rates.
Oh, right. So how can they pay for a rental accommodation if they can't work, as Danny said?
Yeah, so they do get a small amount from the government, and they're able to use that while they're at the motel to buy food and for their phones and things like that, and a bit of clothing, but they are given another amount once they find rental accommodation. But obviously they have to group together, so they need three or four of them for a unit, five or six for a house, and they usually have to live further out west.
I can imagine that would make it harder to find a place as well, because competition for rentals in Sydney is very tight.
It is, and they have no history in our country. So real estate agents like to hear about your history.
Wow, they want to see your referees.
That's right. And these guys have no history in the country whatsoever. So that makes it difficult for them. But a lot of them, they've built up good relationships with real estate agents, and some of them have been very helpful. I've heard of stories where they've had 25 knockbacks before they've actually got a unit. Mm-hmm. But somebody like Danny's been very helpful because he speaks enough English that he can talk to the real estate agents and help some of the refugees.
Yeah, that's great. And so from the people that you've met, Scott, what are the greatest needs?
Yeah, I think initially their need is food, accommodation, finding that rental assistance, and also getting their English up. So they've had some English during their various processes along the way, but to get their English up, and also clothing, so secondhand clothing. The government gives them some clothing when they come through the various detention centres, but a number of them have found a change in the climate difficult. So you go from Northern Territory to Sydney, and up until a few days ago, so I think it was colder.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so finding some clothes for them. So in particular, secondhand clothes for men is helpful if people can help with that, and shoes. Size 9 and 10 shoes, I keep getting asked all the time. They're hard to find.
Oh, really? Is that right? So if someone was listening to this, perhaps someone else who's involved in another church, what would you say as to how can you connect in with asylum seekers in your area? Where do you start?
Well, I think for us, what we did was because the motel is so close and they're there just for a month, we opened up a weekly cafe. We call it the G'day Cafe, and we have the refugees come there once a week on a Wednesday afternoon from 2 till 4. They get ping pong, board games, and we give them a meal. They also go home with a little bag of fruit and veg and also some day-old bread that we've got from a local baker. Mm. So we're able to help with those needs, but they'll only live in our area for probably the month, and then they're going to head out to other places. So it's trying to connect them in with other churches in the areas that they'll move into that can help them with English classes, help them with food, accommodation, and just adjusting to Australian life. And obviously there's a spiritual need as well. They're asking questions about Jesus as they've arrived in our country.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much for coming in to just open our minds up a little bit to this situation, Scott.
Thank you.
It's been great to talk to you. Scott Taylor from St Anne's Church in Ryde. And they've been feeding asylum seekers just once a week and making new friends as well.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.